are giving your attention to that. The thing that we most want you to hear today is that every time you activate any thought by virtue of this is what I'm giving my attention to right now, what happens is you feel within you, because of this emotional guidance system that is within you, you feel the relationship that that activated vibration has with the vibration of the source energy within you that is focused upon the same subject but from a different vibrational frequency. In other words, when life causes you to know that you don't have enough money, in the knowing that you don't have enough money, you're asking for an improvement in that. And the source energy within you is focused upon that improvement. And so, as the source energy part of you becomes that more prosperous being as a result of the life that you're living, and you continue to beat the drum of not enough money, you cause a vibrational separation — is too strong a word, but it makes a good point. You cause a different vibrational frequency within you, which means you're out of alignment. When you're out of alignment, you don't feel that good. And the dollars can't flow to you, but you don't feel that good. And the dollars can't flow to you, but you don't feel that good. And the dollars can't flow to you, but you don't feel that good. And the dollars can't flow to you, but you don't feel that good. Sometimes our physical friends say, "All right, Abraham, I'll play your silly game so that I can get what I want. More money." Or whatever. And we say, "And you're going to feel so good." And they say, yeah. And we want you to understand that there is nothing that you want, whether it's a material object, a pile of money, a relationship, a circumstance, an event, there is nothing that you want that is for any other reason than that you believe in the having of it, you will feel better. And what we're wanting you to understand is that as you begin to care about how you feel, now you begin to come into alignment on all things. As you choose thoughts based upon the way they feel, rather than because they are a fact or because someone else is talking about it or because it's what's being presented to you on the television or the newspaper, as you make a decision that you're going to focus because you care about how you feel, now what's going to happen to you is you're going to, again and again and again, turn in a downstream direction until you'll be going with the flow so powerfully that you'll flow right into all of those things that have been being held for you in vibrational escrow — we like that term — by that broader non-physical you. Imagine. Life causes you to ask, but now you've got to allow yourself to find the vibrational frequency that lets it in. You know that you cannot set your radio dial on 6:30 a.m. and hear what's being broadcast on 98.7 FM. The frequencies have to match up. So you can't set your dial on "I don't have enough money, I don't have enough money," or "my body doesn't feel good," or "my lover doesn't love me." You can't set your radio dial on those kinds of thoughts and at the same time be a vibrational match to all that you've been asking for. And every relationship that you've had has caused you to firm up, to clarify, to amend your desires. If you could see your vibrational escrow in the way that we see it as we stand here as the vibrational equivalent of all that you have become, you would never complain about anything. You would never worry about anything. You would turn your undivided attention in the direction of that which you want. You would achieve almost immediate vibrational alignment with it, and your stuff would be there now. And if it isn't, it is for only one reason. You got a different vibrational frequency going on, and that's okay. The reason you've got that different vibrational frequency going on is because law of attraction is helping you to maintain it. In other words, whatever you've been talking about, it's easier to keep talking about it than to talk about something else. If you're in despair and your well-meaning friend says, "You know, that's not going to get you anywhere. You should be over here in appreciation," you pretty much just want to kill them. Because you can't get there from there. It's too big of a jump. But we want you to realize that you can get there eventually, but you've got to turn in the direction of where everything that you want is. So some of our friends who've been listening to us for a while say, "Oh, I'm starting to get the sense of this." And so over here in the good feeling emotions, where appreciation and love and joy and all of those good feeling things are, and over here on the other end is despair and fear and depression. And on this depressed end, I have a sense of powerlessness. And on this end of love and appreciation and joy and passion, I have a sense of total freedom. And we want you to know that on this guidance scale, there is that awareness of absolute freedom and that